You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. More vaccines enter Phase 3 trials. Researchers are learning more about the long-term impact of COVID-19, and risk calculation becomes increasingly difficult as the country reopens. Here's your week in coronavirus news. New research found that a century-old tuberculosis shot could help protect against COVID-19, though more research is underway and won't be completed until early 2021. Meanwhile, two more vaccines from Novavax and Johnson & Johnson entered Phase 3 trials. Unlike its competitors, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine doesn't need to be frozen and only requires one dose, giving it a leg up. In all likelihood, there will eventually be several viable vaccines, all of which will be necessary in order to make sure everyone is protected worldwide. Once Americans have a vaccine, how will the public know it's safe? The question is on everyone's mind. A new survey from the Pew Research Center found that just 51% of U.S. adults say they would get a COVID-19 vaccine if it were available today, compared to 72% in May. Last week, in an attempt to restore public trust, the FDA announced a plan to issue stricter guidelines for vaccine authorization, which will effectively eliminate the possibility of a vaccine before November 3rd. As the pandemic progresses, researchers continue to better understand the mysterious consequences of COVID-19. Reddit threads, Facebook pages, and other online support groups have proliferated as a resource both for people recovering from the disease and the scientists trying to figure it out. Without the ability to open labs and collect data in person, even the most common symptoms have proven difficult to fully understand. For example, we still know very little about COVID-induced anosmia. Researchers have sent out surveys and created diagnostic tools to help patients track smelling loss, but there's a lot that will be difficult to study until people can get in a room together. The death toll in the U.S. surpassed 200,000 last week, as weekly new cases rose for the second week in a row. Still, the country's nonlinear path toward reopening continues. In the absence of reliable guidelines, we've all had to figure out how to calculate coronavirus risk for ourselves every time we step outside. Last Wednesday, Google Maps unveiled a COVID-19 overlay, which uses data from Johns Hopkins, The New York Times, and Wikipedia to show the weekly average of confirmed cases in an area, as well as information about whether local cases are trending up or down. Meanwhile, Instagram's co-founders developed a site called RT.live that tracks the velocity of COVID-19 spread at the state level. So far, more than 1 million people have accessed the site, including some officials, who are using it to plan their state's reopenings. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.